Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Monday of the 10th week in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, Living the Beatitudes. For most of this month, we're going to be hearing from the Sermon on the Mount in our daily gospel readings. We are called to holiness. Jesus taught us how to do it so that we could receive the full love of God and share this love with others. And then he gave us his Holy Spirit to help us live it out. All of Christ's teachings are summed up in one place, the Sermon on the Mount. The Beatitudes in today's gospel passage from Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12, are the introductory remarks of the sermon. They are the basic outline or stepping stones for having a more love-filled life. The first four deal with our relationship with God. The last four deal with our relationship with others. The first is from verse 3. We are poor in spirit when we depend on God instead of material security. We're enriched by his faithfulness, mercy, and love. The second, from verse 4, we mourn or feel sorrowful when we realize that we've fallen short of the glory of God by relying on the world's ways instead of God's ways. He comforts us and supports us in our efforts to detach from the world and become more like him. The third, from verse 5, we are meek or lowly when we submit to the Father's will. Inheriting the land means that we are God's children and belong to his kingdom with all of its benefits. The fourth, from verse 6, we hunger and thirst for righteousness when we desire to live morally or to put an end to the injustices we witness. This hunger will be satisfied because God helps us achieve righteousness. The second half of the Beatitudes is a list of fruits that are produced by the spiritual growth that we gain in the first half. The fifth, taken from verse 7, when we're poor in spirit and place our trust in God's mercy, we gain the spiritual maturity to be merciful to others, which results in the blessing of receiving even more of God's mercy. Six, from verse 8, our sins hurt others, and when we mourn the damage we've done, we desire to be pure or clean in our heart, which leads to a greater holiness, and then we see God working through us to help others. The seventh, from verse 9, by being meek, we become peacemakers because as we submit ourselves to the Father's will, we handle conflicts the way Jesus did, asserting boundaries against the sins of others without being unforgiving or retaliatory. And the eighth, from verses 10 through 12, we are like Christ when we live as he lived, and for this reason, others persecute us. They don't want to learn from our example of holiness, so they insult us and try to stop us. This is a tremendous blessing because it lets us know that we are indeed living the Beatitudes. May our journey of faith be a successful climb through all the Beatitudes.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.